story of the day. Amir, what do you got?
Well, do you all, panel, remember as a child thinking about the future and what it might look like? Did you used to do that?
Oh,
or
yes.
Is that just me? Was I just a little bit of a nerd?
Always.
Yep.
Always.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, like, what were the, how did your idea of what the world of 2019 would look like, how does that match up to reality, just out of interest?
I thought there were episodes of Star Trek about 20 years ago. That's how I saw the future. And if you're in Elon Musk's sort of, you know, area of influence, you know, that's what it looks like. But the rest of us, no, hasn't come to fruition, unfortunately, for me.
I always thought that around about this time, I was very excited as a kid in the prospect of just eating with a pill. Mm. Now, as a food lover, I think it couldn't be the more it couldn't be the worst thing to do, but it'd be the worst thing to do. But I thought a pill for food, Verity.
My visions of the future largely revolved around me realizing that Harry Potter was real, and that I knew that when I was an adult, the illusion would be whipped away, and we would all realize that actually magic was real. So in my future, I was a witch and I had a broomstick, and that's how I got around.
Yeah. More of a fantasist futurist.
What do you mean fantasist?
It's perfectly real.
That's the entire point.
My letter from Hogwarts just got lost in the mail. It's coming one day.
You're a muggle, Verity. A muggle.
I can still have magic.
I was kind of similar to you, Wallace. I thought that we would only eat things from pills or sachets of nutrition gel.
Sachets.
Yeah. Mm. And Peter, actually, are you as well on the Star Trek thing? I thought that everybody would wear sort of beautiful skin-tight silver lycra jumpsuits, like in Star Trek, and we would just sort of wander around like that. Kind of like a high-tech Soviet Union. Mm. No, thankfully.
I tell you one while we're on the subject, there, one fact that astonishes me, and I keep on saying it, but I had an interview in, I think it was 2015 or 2016, on RNZ with a person who does a lot of self-driving, you know, those self-driving cars at Stanford University. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm going to put this out to you, and it will be the truth, that he said that anyone born today will never drive a car.
Oh. What?
So he said, so by 2030, no one will be driving a car. So I'm just thinking of my little two-year-old who possibly, according to Tony Sieber, will never have his hands around a steering wheel. And I find that extraordinary.
I know plenty of people my age who have never even sat and let alone driven a manual car.
I'm more talking about the fact that they won't need to because there will be no steering wheels.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That'll just be these automated little boxes that zip
around.
He
said they'll just be cans. They might not even be cars. They'll just be cans.
And
you won't own it. He said, you'll go outside your office. That can will pick you up and take you to your house and wash away somewhere else.
Did you give him some odds?
I think I did, but he said that what technology does over time is there's a tendency for technology to build up and change very fast. And he cites the iPhone as that. Mm. He goes, the iPhone, the changeover happened very, very quickly, as did the transition from horse to vehicle. Mm. And he cites an example of a picture taken in New York City back in the early 1900s where one year it was all horses, next year it was all cars.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's really interesting. There, I had no idea.
That actually segues quite nicely into the entire point behind the story, because I'm asking because in 1983, the Toronto Star asked science fiction writer Isaac Asimov to predict what the world would look like in 2019. And now that it is 2019, I thought it might be an interesting idea to go back and sort of grade his predictions if you're interested in doing so. We've got about 4 minutes, so I'll run through it quite quickly. The first thing, the big thing actually, that Asimov talked about was computerization. And remembering that this is back in 1983, which is, pretty long time ago, he did a pretty amazing job in terms of his predictions. I'm going to just quote you some of the things that he said would happen. He predicted, for example, the rise of the iPhone. He wrote that the mobile computerized object will penetrate the home.
Right.
And the increasing complexity of society will make it impossible to live without this technology. I mean, maybe that's a little bit hyperbolic, but I mean, you know, it's not too far from the truth either. Computers, he wrote, will disrupt work habits and replace old jobs with ones that are radically different. Robotics will kill routine clerical and assembly line jobs. Society will need a vast change in the nature of education, and lots of people will have to be taught to deal with a high-tech world, and the education transition will be difficult for many as well, because the world population will grow at an unprecedented rate. So that's, I found that absolutely fascinating, the accuracy with which he predicted some of these things. Another one that he talked about was, and this is in 1983, remember, I'm just going to quote, the consequences of human irresponsibility in terms of waste and pollution will become more apparent and unbearable with time, and attempts to deal with this will become more strenuous.
Mm. What a seer of the future.
Incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
Peter, I always see those Isaac Asimov novels in the secondhand bookshops. Never picked one up myself, so I haven't read, or Verity, I've never sort of read Asimov, but gosh, he's quite the predictor, isn't he?
Although, like, the cynic in me says that, like, in the time of the Industrial Revolution, I'm fairly certain that writers were also saying that technology was going to take people's jobs and that humans would be made obsolete. So it's kind of like we've had this theme since the invention of machinery. So he's standing on the shoulders of giants, but he's doing it elegantly.
This is true, yeah. I kind of prefer to go back in time and see how various people's predictions of the future went wrong. He's a good example. For his, Clifford Stoll was a Newsweek journalist in the mid-90s, I think, and wrote very sarcastically in an edition in 1995, the director of the MIT... I'm dripping with sarcasm this sentence. The director of the MIT Media Lab predicts we'll soon buy books and newspapers over the internet. Sure. So how come my local mall does more business in an afternoon than the internet handles in a month? Yeah, he's red-faced at the moment. Other people predicted nuclear-powered vacuum cleaners. Someone suggested that all women in the year 2019 will be 6 feet tall with shoulders like a wrestler and muscles like a truck driver.
Which was there any justification behind that, or just that we're going to genetically evolve somehow?
I don't know.
just random.
Yeah, it's Darwinism, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
My favourite one, though, comes from Vogue magazine, an edition of Vogue magazine in 1939, which predicted that men would revolt against shaving and all men would wear a beautiful beard and would wear hats that resemble an antenna, which is a pretty accurate description of
hipsters.
Cuba Man Street. Cuba Street, yeah. So there you go.
They got that one right.
Exactly.
Emil Donovan, thank you very much. Someone says here, yes, it's quite interesting. I predicted mini TVs, and we have them in our pockets, iPhones. So that's interesting, isn't it?